The police claim that this law has been in existence for some time since the colonial period, but this has surprised almost everybody in the country, especially the youth and those people living in the urban areas. But those living in the rural areas, they support this idea.
Are you saying that the people living in the rural area are more conservative?
Yes, that is correct. Those living in the rural areas are more conservative than those in the urban areas. And the authorities of this country derive their support mostly from the rural areas, and they are conservative because of their Christian background.
The article I have in my hand is quoting a police spokesman who I assume is a woman. The name is Wendy Kletta. And she is saying that women who are wearing this revealing clothing are responsible for assaults or rapes that are committed against them.
This is a very upset statement because it's not only people who have been wearing revealing clothes. What would you say with the 6-month-old, the 8-year-old? Would you say they've been raped because they are wearing revealing clothes? No. I think that this police spokeswoman might be confusing things here. For instance, people think that one can be responsible for her own rape. And this is a very primitive way of thinking.
I have seen videos of photographs of young Swazi girls during these traditional ceremonies wearing their traditional costumes. And one would say, whoa, that is very revealing. But it seems to me that this particular ban does not apply to those traditional costumes.
And the traditional authorities claim that this is culture, the one you are talking about, yet it is also revealing. And they also claim that this is only done maybe once or twice a year. It's not like these miniskirts, which can be worn any time or any day of the year. So I would say here we are in a conservative country that is resisting modernization, but which is finding it very, very difficult, because definitely the issue of the ban of these miniskirts is not going to succeed because of the constitutional rights and the awareness. People are more conscientized.